This is a job description for a creative health lead for Suffolk and Norfolk, managed by Suffolk ArtLink. Salary and hours. This could be a part-time role, a job share, or a full-time role. The salary will be based on an annual salary of £37,853 for 37.5 hours per week, prorated accordingly. We welcome applications that propose any of these options, and we're open to compressed hours or other flexible models. The length of the contract is July 2025 to June 2027, with a possible extension to March 2028. The application deadline is 10 a.m. on Monday, the 19th of May. We're seeking a creative health lead for Suffolk and Norfolk. The creative health lead will have experience and knowledge of creative health initiatives delivered by both the cultural sector and the health sector, advocating for the value of culture within the wider public sector, such as health, education and social care, creating and supporting networks in the cultural sector, the use of data and evaluation, and equality, diversity and inclusion policies and practices. Our workplace is built on mutual respect and support, where we encourage collaboration, continuous learning, and growth. We use the term creative health to mean any arts or cultural activity that supports health or well-being. In line with the Creative Health Quality Framework, we believe that good quality creative health work is equitable by design. We recognise the social impact of health inequalities, and we're committed to embedding equitable, inclusive principles into this work. The postholder will sit within Suffolk ArtLink. Suffolk ArtLink is a key arts charity leading work around creative health and sits at the heart of Suffolk's creative sector. The postholder will also work in partnership with the Culture Health and Wellbeing Alliance, or CHWA, which is a national free-to-join membership organisation for creative health, the Norfolk and Suffolk Culture Board Creative Health Working Party, the Suffolk Integrated Neighbourhood Teams Health Alliances, and Creative Health Lead, the Suffolk Public Health Lead for Creative Health, Norfolk County Council Arts Lead. This post is funded by Arts Council England through their Investment Principal Support Organisation grant to the Culture Health and Wellbeing Alliance and by Suffolk County Council Public Health. The postholder will be part of a community of practice with three other existing posts with similar aims. These are managed by the Culture Health and Wellbeing Alliance and based in South Yorkshire, Barnsley and Derbyshire. Key national partners for this work also include the National Centre for Creative Health and our funders Arts Council England and Suffolk Public Health. This is an exciting opportunity to build on momentum and create long-lasting change. The role. We want this role to generate strategic and infrastructural support and advocacy for creative health, rather than delivering projects, to ensure that the role of creative health in addressing health inequalities is understood, valued and developed, and to catalyse and support creative health work across Norfolk and Suffolk. We want the postholder to bring together partners across Norfolk and Suffolk to help us understand the enablers and barriers to regional and local creative health. We need to develop and test systems that will make a positive difference across both counties. We want to support and build creative health strategies and networks that reflect the diversity of the sector and our communities. We're particularly committed to developing sustainable, creative and cultural responses to health inequalities. This role is rooted in the principles outlined in the Creative Health Quality Framework. Any positive change we make will be down to trust and solidarity across a wide range of stakeholders, including diverse communities. And this depends on working in a way that prioritises these principles. And the Creative Health Quality Framework principles are person-centred, equitable, safe, creative, collaborative, realistic, reflective and sustainable. Key duties. This is an exploratory and developing role, and we expect it to evolve across the 2 years. Some core aspects are outlined below, however. Work in partnership with stakeholders across Suffolk and Norfolk. Be an active member of the Norfolk and Suffolk Culture Board Creative Health and Wellbeing Working Party and the forthcoming Suffolk Creative Health Leads. build on understanding and mapping of existing work, partnerships, commissioning processes and networks for creative health across Norfolk and Suffolk. Promote the value and impact of creative health across the health systems in Norfolk and Suffolk using existing networks and opportunities. These might include the Health and Wellbeing Boards, the Integrated Neighbourhood Teams, the Alliances, the Suffolk and North East Essex Integrated Partnership, Integrated Care Partnership Expo, and nationally Creativity and Wellbeing Week. Convene events and workshops as required, ensuring diversity and representation of lived experience of long-term health needs. Work with CHOIR's regional leads in a community of practice. Build a network of creative health practitioners and providers across Norfolk and Suffolk to support professional development, wellbeing within the sector and collaborative working. Consider and develop a response to the regional skills development and support needs for creative and cultural workers, taking diversity and health inequalities into account. Develop the sector's understanding of health inequalities. Work with the Suffolk Creative Health Leads to build specific creative health tools and an evaluation framework for addressing health inequalities. Build advocacy tools on the role of creative health in addressing health inequalities. Health inequalities are the socially determined circumstances that disadvantage people and limit their chances of living longer, healthier lives. They exist in all areas, including unequal experiences of health services, education, work and housing opportunities, and are also affected by individual differences, including where you live. These wider determinants of health are the ubiquitous social, economic and environmental factors that shape mental and physical health and create a health gradient across society. There are a number of key reference documents that are also included in the pack, including Mapping Creative Health in Norfolk and Suffolk, a research report prepared for the Norfolk and Suffolk Culture Board by Creative Lives, the Annual Public Health Report for 2023 for Healthy Suffolk, Voluntary Community Faith and Social Enterprise Sector Resilience, produced by Suffolk and North East Essex ICS, the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Trust Strategy for 2024-29, and the NHS England Patient and Carer Race Equality Framework. Evaluation. We want to understand the impact of this kind of strategic role. The postholder will work with the Creative Health Leads and the Working Party to assess their progress. We'll also use the Creative Health Quality Framework as a tool to support the work more broadly and evaluate how it's progressing against the framework's core principles. Person specification. We always aim to be collaborative, caring, inclusive and committed to positive social change. These are our values as an organisation and it's essential you feel comfortable with this and you feel you can work in this way. We consider the following to be essential for this role. Good communication skills and diplomacy. Experience of working with a wide range of people and groups with a variety of professional and lived experiences, including people from underrepresented communities. Experience of working strategically to support equality, inclusion and diversity. Experience of co-production, involving people with lived experience in an equal partnership. Optimism and lateral thinking, willingness to use imaginative new approaches to strategy. Knowledge and or experience of working with creative health. Experience of working at a strategic level and of managing budgets. If you have any of the following desirable experience, we'd also like to hear about it. Work with people with lived experience of health issues. Work with local authorities and or health or care institutions. Work with large cultural institutions or small grassroots community and or diverse organisations. An understanding of health inequalities and experience of fundraising. We're really interested in hearing about transferable skills as well as direct experience of any of the above. Access. This is a hybrid working role. We're ready to adapt our working processes in discussion with applicants. Please let us know about any access needs we can support. Contract. This is a fixed term contract running until the end of June 2027 with a possible extension to March 2028, and this is dependent on funding. We're hoping the postholder will start in July 2025, but we understand this will depend on your existing contracts and notice period. The postholder will be paid monthly by BACS. Suffolk ArtLink is responsible for paying tax and national insurance, and the postholder will be eligible for the NEST pension scheme. salary and hours of work. This could be a part-time role, a job share, or a full-time role. We welcome applications for any of these options. We do anticipate a minimum of 3 days a week will be needed for a single post holder. We're also happy to explore flexible working arrangements and compressed hours. The salary will be based on £37,853 for a 37.5-hour week. This will be prorated according to the hours contracted. Place of work. This will be primarily remote, but desk space will be available at Suffolk Artlink's office in Halesworth. The role is also likely to require initially fairly frequent face-to-face work meetings with colleagues across Norfolk and Suffolk, and subsequently possibly group meetings. The East Region is a large and largely rural area with limited public transport options. The postholder will need to spend some time travelling around the country. Being able to drive and having access to a car might be helpful, but it's not a requirement. Expenses. We will reimburse reasonable travel and subsistence expenses on the basis of agreement prior to travel. How to apply. We'd like to receive a CV and covering information explaining why you think you'd be suitable for the role, referring to the person specification outlined above. Your covering information can be submitted as an email, an audio recording, or a video recording as you prefer. We would prefer a written CV, but if this isn't possible for any reason, please let us know and we can adapt accordingly. Please tell us about any access needs we can meet to support your application process. We'd also really appreciate it if you could fill out an equality, diversity and representation form. The form is anonymous and we won't be able to connect it with your application, but it helps us assess whether we're reaching a wide pool of candidates. If you can't access this link, let us know and we'll find an alternative. When you apply, please let us know whether you'd be able to attend an interview on the 3rd or 4th of June in Halesworth. If you can't make those dates and you're shortlisted, we will aim to find another mutually convenient time with you. If you're freelance or unwaged and selected for interview, we can offer a fee towards your time preparing for and attending the interview. We're committed to ensuring our organisation is as diverse and representative as possible of the population of Suffolk and Norfolk, and we are using the Inc. Arts Unlock tool to support this recruitment process. We believe diversity strengthens our organisation and drives innovation. We specifically encourage individuals from underrepresented communities, including Global Majority, Gypsy, Roma, Traveller, Showman and Boater, Deaf, Disabled and Neurodivergent, LGBTQIA+, or who are from less affluent socioeconomic backgrounds to apply. Email your application to jobs@suffolkartlink.org.uk. If you want to arrange an informal conversation beforehand, please email victoria@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk. Timeline. Please send us your application by 10 a.m. on Monday the 19th of May. We'll let you know of our decision by the end of Friday the 23rd of May, and we'll aim to hold interviews on Tuesday the 3rd or Wednesday the 4th of June in Halesworth. Interviews will be in person for around an hour. We'll send plans for the interview, including any questions in advance, and let you know who will be on the interview panel before we meet you.